Belden, Brother and Sister, St. St. Helena, California, September 11, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Belden, I keep you in my mind and ask the Lord to relieve you of this terrible affliction. Do not fail to write to me, even if your letter must be short. We as a family are interested in your case and would relieve you if we could. We have had an excellent camp meeting in Oakland. On Sabbath, the tent was filled with our people, who gathered from scattered localities. The presence of the Lord was with us. We believe that time now is very short, and the petition I make often before I realize that I am praying is, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." Our meetings have been very interesting. There have never been in any period of our work such wonderful openings for the truth to go to foreign countries. At the close of our camp meeting at Oakland, 65 were baptized. These came forward during the meeting at our invitation that they become Christians. The revival of the Holy Spirit was as deeply felt as in our work 40 years ago. When we called them to come forward, those sitting in the front had to vacate their seats and people had to go out of the tent. Then we knelt in prayer. I united in the prayers, although I had been speaking for more than an hour. All were faithfully labored for after the meeting, and at the last a baptism was held when 65 were baptized. Those present said it was an interesting occasion. I was not at the baptism. Although not weary, I knew I had gone as far as I ought. These meetings will be a great blessing to the people. We have just heard of the death of Sands Lane. We shall miss his labors very much. I have a long testimonial from him. He did not say he was sick, but I think it was his dying testimony. I can say of his case, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. They rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 13. And now I will say to you, dear children, God has not forsaken Norfolk Island. Do not be discouraged, but know that we are praying for you. We would wait upon you to relieve you if we could. As this cannot be, we say to you, put your trust in God, and know that He, as the great physician, can do large things. Oh, believe, my soul says. Believe, and you will find rest both to your souls and bodies. W. C. White is now in Colorado. He attended the camp meeting in Los Angeles. This was an excellent meeting. About $15,000 was raised to erect bathrooms for the Loma Linda Sanitarium and to fit schools for a higher grade of study. These schools will be started in the best localities and under the best teachers. From Colorado, W. C. White goes to College View. He was very much worn down with night work, preparing matter to be printed. He needed rest. He says he rested on the cars. He will be gone 3 weeks, and we are all doing what we can. My workers now are Doris Robinson and his wife, Ella Mae Robinson. Clarence Chrysler, who is a most capable, all-round man, having had a long experience. Maggie Hare, Helen Graham, and Minnie Hawkins, who has just arrived from Australia. Maggie Hare has been much afflicted with her eyes. Then about 3 months ago, she met with a serious accident, having one of her limbs shot. She has not therefore been able to help me much. Brother James' son also, a lad of about 17 years of age, is obtaining an experience in office work. Sister Peck is on a line of work for the church schools. She is also my bookkeeper. This comprises my workers. We wish them all to become noble, self-reliant, sweet-spirited, growing Christians. Sister Belden, we hope and pray that you can now rest nights. And poor Stephen, we pity him so much. I will say again, the Lord bless you and relieve you of suffering.